the KLYT Broadcast Studio, this is ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for joining us. I just stepped outside. If you're familiar with the campus at Calvary Church, there's a waterfall fountain baptismal in the amphitheater just outside the studios. And it's one of my favorite places on campus just to kind of take a break and chill. And I went out and took a bowl of whole beans with some chili and cheese and just enjoyed outside. It's like perfect. It's like, and I've probably said it on the show, it's Chamber of Commerce weather out there right now is what it is. It's going to get a little warmer tomorrow, about 80 degrees, then I think about 82. And then David Jones from Cape New Mexico is in studio with us. He told me upper 80s by Saturday. So it's swamp cooler week. If you haven't got it done, get the crew and get it done here in the next few days, because you don't want it to get to that 90 degree mark and not have that cooler going. Hey, before we jump into it with David, I did want to make sure you've got your invite for the Easter Sunrise Service at University Stadium. That's at University and Avenida Cesar Chavez. Of course, Easter Sunrise, Easter morning, April 20th at 7:30. Of course, Good Friday, we'll be considering and remembering the death and sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then on Sunday morning, celebrating the resurrection of Jesus. We hope you'll be out there with us. Regardless of where you attend church or if you attend church, come out to University Stadium. This is a community event to get out and celebrate on Easter morning. Starts at 7:30. You can enjoy worship with Mac Brock and the Calvary MSC team. And then, of course, Pastor Skip Heitzig giving the all-important, life-changing gospel message. So invite someone to come with you. Consider that. Pray about who you'll bring with you on Easter Sunday. And let everyone know about it. And here's an easy way to do that. Give them the web address, easterabq.com. You can go there for details as well. So hope to see you out there Easter Sunday. And David, welcome again into ABQ Connect. Always happy to have you here.
Steve, I really do appreciate you and everything that KLYT does here at ABQ Connect. And just happy to be here, Steve.
And likewise, we're going to sound like Chip and Dale, right? But Cape New Mexico and what they do for homeschooling families. And David, I'll throw it to you for those not familiar with the acronym Cape New Mexico.
So CAPE is the Christian Association of Parent Educators. And basically, we're a nonprofit organization that serves New Mexico's homeschool community educator support groups with information, encouragement, and support. Because, we all need it. There's plenty of parents out there that are going, am I doing the right thing? Am I ruining my kid?
Yeah, and what's great about CAPE, too, is you'll have the maybe families that are less familiar with homeschooling and the assistance they're able to get. And then there's the veteran families that I know some of them that are involved with CAPE, their kids are grown, and they continue to participate and help with those younger families in our community. How many families, I'm throwing a curveball at you, do you have an idea how many, even at least with CAPE, but how many homeschooling families are you aware of here in New Mexico?
Well, the Public Education Department puts out some numbers, and they essentially say that there's around 11,000 homeschoolers in New Mexico.
Okay.
We've kind of done some research on our own, and we could see that number could be even doubled.
Yeah. Easily.
Yep.
Easily. And quickly, for those who are hearing this, I can't imagine anyone, for the first homeschooling. I thought everyone, maybe 20, 30 years ago, now if you go back 100 years or more, it wasn't as unfamiliar. But for those, that are hearing, it's like, why would you homeschool your child? And this one, not so much curveball. I'm setting you up for the home run because I know you know why people should consider it.
Well, I tell you what, Steve, when I was in college, believe it or not, in the late 80s, I lived with a homeschooling family. And at that point in time, there were still states that didn't have a homeschool law on the books, and it was illegal. Basically, it was imparted within me, as the scripture says, train up your children in the ways of the Lord, you know, and so that when they grow old, they won't depart from it. And that was one of the things that my wife and I did at our first homeschool conference that we went to here in Albuquerque in 2000. It basically convicted us to the point of, you know, it's not the pastor's responsibility. It's not the public education's department's responsibility to educate our kids. It's us as the parents, the one who God gave us those children as a steward, and we were committed to train them up.
Yep. Well, if you want to find out more about CAPE and follow along with us, some of the information we're going to be covering today, you'll want to go to the website at CAPE-NM.org. Now, we're going to be for a majority of our time while David's in the studio with us for the first half of today's show. On the top of their homepage, you'll see Events and Convention. Click on that, and you'll see the information for the CAPE New Mexico Christian Homeschool Convention just around the corner. What are we, like 3 weeks?
Yeah, we're inside of 3 weeks. It's basically the free Getting Started workshop is going to be on May 1st, that Friday night, at Legacy Church of Albuquerque over on Central. And then the actual convention, the paid portion of the convention, starts on May 2nd and 3rd, so Friday and Saturday.
Okay. So the free, it's Thursday.
Yep.
I was actually, you said Friday, and I was going to ask if that changed, because every year it's typically Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday night is free. And you know what? I'm going to encourage you, if you're thinking about it at all, or maybe even you're saying, no way, well, go out to that free evening and get the information. And I'm going to guess if you do that, there's a large percentage of people that are going to go, you know what, I'm going to stay for the weekend and go ahead and pay for the convention and stick around for Friday and Saturday, because there's going to be a lot of good content. And as you head into, well, actually, before we go, kind of walk through you know, what it looks like to be part of going to the convention, the syllabus, if you will, or the schedule, not so much a syllabus. But let's talk about some of the real big reasons to be out there and hear from some of these speakers that are coming. Man, David, you guys, you stepped up. How'd you manage this?
Well, you know, I think it's really God has a plan.
Yeah.
You know, it's we didn't orchestrate it. It just more or less kind of, you know, we looked at our theme that we had for our convention this year, which was 2 Timothy 2:2, basically teaching the next generation. It really is our heart's desire that parents impart biblical truth into their children so that this next generation can continue to see the world won for Christ. And, you know, the speakers that we've got this year, Zan Tyler, she's an author, a podcaster. For 16 years, she worked developing curriculum and resources, and now she's a consultant with BJU Press. You know, so Zan has got so much knowledge, experience, and such a gracious heart. You know, she was around in the 1980s when homeschooling wasn't legal in South Carolina, and she was actually threatened to be taken to jail because she was going to stand up for her rights as a parent to train up her children.
Wow. On the front of the wave, Zan was in this homeschool again. And David, I brought it up twice now. The truth is, you know, back in the founding of our country and into the 19th century, were there more homeschoolers than children attending public school?
Oh yeah, I would say back at that day,
yeah,
most everybody was homeschooled. It wasn't until, you know, the 1850s. At that point, it was the whole mindset shift of getting into a public education system to indoctrinate the workforce of the future.
Right. Yeah. But anyway, Zan is certainly a veteran. And I'm sure that those that are attending this convention, May 2nd, actually, I'm going to say May 1st, Okay, maybe because that's Thursday, the free night. And actually, if you're planning on attending the second and third, I'm going to encourage you to attend the free night, Thursday the first, because you're going to bring someone with you that you know who's asked you about homeschooling, right?
That's right. And then we've got John and Kathy Heckendorn, which are, you know, longtime homeschoolers. They've, like my wife and I, have finished they're educating their kids.
Yeah.
And now because homeschooling is multi-generational, they're seeing their grandkids being trained up as homeschoolers. Same thing with our kids. And so they homeschooled all the way through, and now they're giving back and continuing to support the homeschooling community. So, you know, if you're wondering about, you know, what curriculum do I choose, or how do I make it work on a single income, you know, John and Kathy have so many great stories. They're open as far as, you know, they're going to just share their hearts with you.
Now, we homeschooled. I was just doing the math. 10 of the 12 grandkids are being homeschooled.
Wow. Praise God.
Yeah. Yes. Amen.
Yes.
I will amen that, David. The other part, though, whether it's private school, Christian private school, public school, parents, there's still a place for you to be a part of your kids' education. We don't ever want to leave that out. So we encourage you to do that. One of the other speakers, Bill Jack.
Well, I tell you what, Steve, Bill, he's got four killer questions. He's going to be talking on a number of different talks. He basically, if you've ever heard of Worldview Academy, he's in apologetics, and he takes kids to college campuses, and basically tries to encourage them to share the gospel, to ask the hard questions, and we need that in this day and age.
Yeah. To round out the featured speakers, Joe Tyler, similar name to one of our other speakers.
He is the husband of Zan, and Joe actually was on the director of operations for, if you're familiar with Apologia, that curriculum, science curriculum. You know, so he's got a lot of insight into the Apologia curriculum, and he's got some great talks. You know, one of the talks in particular comes to my mind. It's for men only. So dads out there, I really want to encourage you. Take the forefront and say, you know what, this homeschooling is not just my wife's responsibility. As the leader of your home, come on out to the homeschool convention and hear Joe Tyler. He's got some great talks.
Jokingly, one year for our co-op, we had a skit. Have you seen the Ain't No Homeschool When She's Gone?
Yep.
Yeah. at any rate, hey, David is going to be with us for the next segment as well, as we continue to let you know about Cape, New Mexico. David Jones has got a lot of good information, and we're going to come after the break. We'll come back and let you know more about what it looks like as you go through those 3 days, May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Cape, New Mexico Homeschool Convention coming to Legacy Church. Details after this on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for joining us. This second segment, we'll wrap it up with David Jones from Cape, New Mexico. We're talking about the Christian Homeschool Convention coming May 1st through the 3rd. And actually, if you go on the site at cape-nm.org, you'll see it says the 2nd through the 3rd. And that's, you know, that's what you're paying for. But the first night, Thursday night, is always a free night where they give some information, and often people get enough there that they decide to attend the conference, the convention. So we would encourage you, even if you're planning on going to the convention on Friday and Saturday, the 2nd and 3rd of May, to think of someone, you know, who has experienced some interest in homeschooling. Say, hey, come with me. I'm going, but Thursday night's free. I'll go with you. And it's a great opportunity to introduce them to some of the information they may need. And in our first segment, David mentioned that 2 Timothy 2:2 is this year's theme. I'm going to go ahead and read it. The Word of God is so powerful. Let's let it get to work. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. So good. And I already mentioned it in the first segment, but again, that convention is going to be at Legacy Church. And kind of a cool thing, David, you mentioned off the air, if you get registered by April 15th, so tax day, right? You get a little break on the registration cost. Even if you miss that, listen, well worth the investment. So, David, actually, you know what? I was going to walk us through, you know what, or I was going to ask you to walk us through what it looks like on that Friday and Saturday. But before I just head down that road, unless you want to do that now, was there other areas you wanted to make sure to touch on before we go that route?
Well, I tell you what, Steve, it's been an interesting year, nationally speaking, on homeschooling legislation, because this past year there's been proposed bills that have went out there, particularly right now. If you were to look up a House bill in Illinois, and that House bill is, I believe it was House Bill 2728. Or 2827 in Illinois. It's the Homeschool Act. There's some proposed legislations out there that would really want to clamp down on homeschoolers as far as notification requirements. And if you don't notify, that would be a misdemeanor. As far as vaccination, as far as your curriculum is subject to scrutiny. You know, there's an overreach that's currently going on in a lot of states that are out there. And I can't stress how important it is that the homeschool community gets on board with, hey, we need to make sure that our rights are the line is drawn in the sand, that the government isn't going to overstep their bounds.
Well, yeah, the mantra we hear from so many, on another issue, on abortion, from those that are pro-abortion, pro-death. Their mantra would be my body, my choice. But somehow when, I'm going to guess that is a progressive leaning legislature in Illinois, from everything I know about the government in Illinois. And here we are once again. It's so duplicitous. You're going to tell us that our kids have to have, and I'm not saying, my position on vaccination, but there are those, that have real reasons to, not do that or not want to do that. And it's just more frustration. And another reason, I know, I don't want to get off too far, David, but another reason, for protecting the rights of our parents who are teaching their own children, that we need to be active in getting to the polls when there's opportunity. And those local elections mean more maybe than even the general election we just went through recently. And while I'm on the topic, you can remind our listeners that Cape New Mexico does spend a day once a year up at the Capitol.
Yeah, it was February 6th. We had a great showing. There was almost 150 parents and kids that showed up to meet their legislators. And that's the important aspect of it, is that, they wanted to propose legislation to give out free money. And we all know that the money always comes with strings attached. And they said, we don't really want the money. We just want to be able to educate our kids without any intervention.
Yeah. Cape New Mexico is advocating for you as parents to be able to do that. And to find out more about the organization, go to cape-nm.org. But the homeschool convention, which we've been talking about for the most part, which is going to be the free night, May 1st at Legacy Church, and then continued at Legacy on the 2nd and 3rd, the Friday and Saturday. And you can register for that before the 15th. Save a little money if you register before the 15th. However, David, I asked you even before we came on the air, if someone for whatever reason didn't register until, let's say they went Thursday night, they can register at the event and press on through Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You really want to be able to come on out to the convention, not only to hear the dynamic speakers, but also the exhibitors that are coming from all over the country. So put your hands on that curriculum, ask the questions. Well, how my child is really strong in math, or my child is really strong in reading. What does your curriculum have to offer? And they will be there to be able to answer all of your questions, and you can, you know, thumb through it. And that's one of the things we try to encourage folks to, you know, these exhibitors are traveling from all over the country to come on in and have the opportunity to talk with them and purchase the product right there at the convention.
Okay. And I'm on the convention page. Tell us about POPS.
So POPS is the Parents of Preschoolers. So if a CAPE member would want to nominate a family for a scholarship, they could actually come to the convention as long as they have preschoolers. With that nomination, they could be sponsored to come to the convention.
All right. And you'll find the details about that on the CAPE New Mexico website, cape-nm.org. So, David, walking through different times and things happening at the convention on Friday and Saturday, what would people experience?
So our first general session starts at 8:30 in the morning. So I'd recommend coming in maybe about 8:15-ish on Friday morning. The first general session, Zan Tyler will be speaking with that, a God-centered revival that begins in your living room. We start our convention off with worship. Then that session goes all the way till 10 a.m., and then from 10:30 to 11:30, the next hour, we've got six sessions that somebody can choose from. Like, for instance, Bill Jack's going to be speaking on a topic called Whatever, Kathy Heckendorn, Homeschooling for the Heart. We've got actually Lieutenant Kyle Woods with Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office talking about raising children in a digital world. You know, there's a lot of excellent talks, and you can actually look at our schedule on the website, as you mentioned, at capenm.org. There is a link there that you can actually download the full schedule to see what's going to happen. On Friday, like I said, we've got the general session with four other sessions that takes you all the way up until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And then on Saturday, our general session starts at 8:30, and the convention will end at 4:15 on Saturday afternoon with another keynote session from Zan Tyler. And the name of that session is Life-Giving Lessons from Noah's Ark for Your Homeschool Journey.
And David, one of the other things that has been real impressive over the years, I'm assuming it's still on the website, how many past conventions have there been?
This will mark the 29th year of the CAPE Homeschool Convention.
And a number of those and content from those is available on this website.
Yep. If you go to our shop, the shopping cart in the upper right-hand corner of the website, you'll be able to shop for other recordings from past conventions. And then even in there, there is some free downloadable material for, like, say, a Getting Started workshop. You might not be able to come, but we do offer it because we really do want to support the homeschooling
community. And that's akin to the Thursday night.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so if you can't go, you should go Thursday night if you're curious, or if you're a homeschooler and you know someone who is curious, bring them with you. If you can't do that, go look for that on the CAPE New Mexico website as well, cape-nm.org. And I'm going to volunteer you, David, or at least the team at CAPE New Mexico, for someone who's listening who may miss the convention, they may miss Thursday, but if they need assistance getting started with homeschooling, this is the website to go to.
Exactly. Because, you know, whether it's the requirement to notify the PED, whether it's the requirement for, well, what do I need to graduate, which we do have our CAPE graduation a week after the convention. All of that information is on our website. We've got some video resources on how to choose curriculum. A lot of support there. How do I homeschool my kid through high school?
Yeah. And it is a community. With the minute or two that we have left, David, some of the other events we mentioned, CAPE at the Capitol, there's the convention, but that is not all. There's a lot of things that CAPE does throughout the year.
Yeah, we put together, for instance, we were down in Clovis. We did a mini conference down there. We went up to Aztec last week. We did a small mini conference up there. We have usually a back-to-school picnic to try to get the community together, as well as a fall family retreat. And we do in October I just want to put a plug in, Steve, that if there's anybody out there that, let's say you've homeschooled your kids all the way through, you can still support the homeschool community. We're always looking for volunteers specifically for the convention. Come on out on Thursday evening to help set up, Saturday to tear down. We could use volunteers throughout the convention. So go to our website, and there is a volunteer section where you can actually sign up. And once again, Steve, we are a nonprofit organization. So if you want to donate to CAPE as an organization, we definitely could use the financial support.
Okay. And that website again is cape-nm.org. David Jones, thanks so much for your time. I hope the convention is, I hope it's going to be. I can't imagine why it would not be, but it's May 2nd and 3rd at Legacy Church. You can get registered before the 15th of April to save a little bit. Still worth every penny if you get registered after that, or even show up the day of to register at the event. David, thanks again so much for your time. Look forward to having you back in.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate you.
All right. And stay with us. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to get information about the talent show coming to Hoffmantown Church, God-Given Talent. We'll hear about that in a few minutes. And after the break, what do you do when you feel like God isn't listening to your prayers? We'll dive into that after this on ABQ Connect.